Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item number 5, John McGannis, number 10-1808. Morning, Mr. Badger. Are y'all serving on the back row?
State's kind of cheap.
John McGannis requests authorization to install a 112-foot-long nearshore stone sill and nearest the beach behind the sill with beach-quality sand adjacent to his property at 16293 Crystal Beach Road, which is situated along Chesconessex Creek in Accomack County. Both the coastal primary sand dune slash beach permit and a submerged lands permit are required.
Mr. Badger, I've been advised in the previous meeting, if you can move that microphone a little bit closer, they're having difficult times with some pickup. So, good, better? Kathy? Okay. Thank you, Hank.
It's the location of the project. Eastern Shore, U.S. 13, town of Anancock, Anancock Creek, and this is the next largest creek just north of Anancock. Crystal Beach is got a 15-plus mile fetch to the northwest. There's Tangier Island, Watts Island. A little closer view showing the small community of Crystal Beach, which was established a cottage community somewhere in the 1940s or 50s. And the erosion rate in this general area is approximately 1 to 1.5 feet historically over the last 80 or 90 years.
1.5 feet over 80 years?
No, 1.5 feet.
Per year?
1 foot to 1.2 foot per year.
Per year.
Over the last 80 years, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Crystal Beach area. This is the reach, which you've seen before because Mr. Swartz was in front of y'all about, I guess it was 4 months ago, with a riprap revetment and an offshore breakwater. There is a low dune along this entire reach, which is failing. But right now there is a low dune here and on the adjacent property owners. Again, Mr. McGannis's property. You can see a large tree right here, and this will show up in a lot of the ground shots in the future. The Swartz property is here, 112 foot long revetment, and it's going to be 12 feet wide, and it's going to be placed right at the mean low water mark, and behind it will be 112 cubic yards of beach quality sand. Behind the sill between the high and low watermark. Elevation of the sill will be 2.5 feet above mean high water. And the applicant proposes to use class 3 stone as armament. And just a little history here, and some of y'all may remember back in 2006, Mr. McGannis applied to install 179 linear feet of riprap along his coastal primary sand dune. The commission denied his application because it would have been armoring the coastal primary dune and suggested that he work with VIMS to come up with some type of a offshore breakwater system. Mr. McGannis contacted both VIMS and Department of Conservation and Recreation Shoreline Erosion Advisory Service, SEAS, for assistance, and since then they have been working. Both VIMS and SEAS and VMRC have been to the site on numerous occasions trying to come up with a solution that would work. And right now, as permitted, this is the Swartz offshore breakwater along with the permitted riprap along the escarpment here in front of his house. The escarpment has been the revetment has been installed here. The offshore breakwater has not. Approximately 210 feet. That's my rendition. It may be a little bit more than that. Mr. McGannis's property line comes up through here and then angles to the corner right where the sill would stop. A little closer view, an aerial showing McGannis's property. Again, there's a large tree and Mr. Schwartz's property is here. Another aerial. As you can see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's approximately 6 lots in between McGinnis and Schwartz as of now. Again, this is my rendition of the location of the sill at approximate mean low water. And it's here in front of you today because Accomack has not adopted the model coastal primary sand dune and beach ordinance. Therefore, the commission is responsible for administrating the provisions of the ordinance. We held a public hearing on January 5th in Accomack to accept public comments. The applicant's agent, Grant Cooley, was there, along with an adjacent or nearby property owner, Mr. Arthur Nielsen, were at the hearing. No one else was there. Mr. Nielsen expressed concerns that the sill would impact the adjacent property and recommended an offshore breakwater system for the reach be considered. No other public opposition has been received to date on the project. Again, here's the sill. It's 12 feet wide, 112 feet long. The applicant plans to nourish between the back of the sill and the high water mark with 112 cubic yards of beach quality sand and use class 3 stone as recommended by Seas from 800 pounds to 1500 pounds. And as you can see, the property line goes right to the edge of the sill. And on the north end, there's 45 feet that's until it gets to its property line there that will not be have a revetment or something. Plan view showing the base of the structure, the sill, 12 foot, low water, nourishment. And that will be approximately 18 feet from low water up to the high water mark, and then the back beach, and then the remains of whatever little dune there is. Just some ground shots. Here's the tree again. The sill will straddle the low water mark and fill back to here. This is where the revetment would have been or was applied for in 06 that was denied across here. And since then, the dune has deteriorated even more than what it was. Again, this is looking at the reach from the Schwartz property. The revetment is installed, and the breakwater offshore is not. Again, there's your large tree, so the sill would be in this general area out here. One more. That's the Schwartz property. And I'll leave this up. BIM states that the preferred approach for this beach is an offshore breakwater system with beach fill that protects all of the properties on the Crystal Beach Road in a reach-based design. This, however, would require cooperation with all the property owners along the entire reach. VIMS recommends that if an offshore breakwater system with the other property owners is not feasible, then the proposed nearshore sill, which was previously recommended by both VIMS and Seas to the applicant after the 2006 denial of the revetment, was the best alternative. They also state that there is potential for downdrift effect at both ends of the sill and recommends moving the sill north about 20 feet from the property line, so any immediate impacts would be on the applicant's shoreline. They finally recommend that the beach area be planted with the appropriate wetlands and beach vegetation. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries documents existence of a northeastern beach tiger beetle in the vicinity. However, DCR states that due to the distance to the tiger beetle, they do not anticipate that this project will adversely impact the beetle. Seas recommends the construction of a stone sill with armor stone weighing a minimum of 800 pounds. They also recommend filling the area landward of the sill with good quality sand and enhancing the grass fringe to stabilize the beach, and neither adjacent property owner has opposed the project. And our recommendation, as stated by VIMS, the preferred approach for this beach is an offshore breakwater system encompassing several breakwaters across multiple parcels with beach fill that protects all the parcels on Crystal Beach Road as in a reach design. This, however, would require cooperation with all the property owners along the entire reach. At this time, there appears to not to be a consensus or desire to do so among the property owners. Staff agrees with Vims and the adjacent property owner, nearby property owner, Mr. Nielsen, that there's potential for downdrift erosion at both ends of the sill. We did discuss this matter with the adjacent property owner to the south, Mrs. Patty Kiger, and we understand that she intends to apply for authorization to extend the sill in front of her property. After consulting with Vims, we believe the sill will have only minimum impacts to the adjacent property owner's shoreline, provided Mrs. Kiger applies for and receives all the permits needed to continue the sill. Staff also believes the proposed beach nourishment should be planted with the appropriate beach grasses as recommended by SEAS and proposed by the applicant to help stabilize the beach. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 282-1403 and 282-1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted with an approved beach grasses planning plan. Mr. McGinnis is not here. However, his agent is here to answer any of your questions.
Any questions from members of the commission for Mr. Badger? Mr. Schick.
Yes. Are there any plans to reestablish the dune and plant grass on the dune?
Not at this time.
Further questions of Mr. Badger? Mr. Tankard?
In the VIMS, VIMS recommendations, they mention enhancing the vegetation buffer. Is that going to happen as well?
In their planning plan, they are planning on planting it.
Okay.
Further questions? I'm sorry. Mr. Fox?
You're not going to recommend holding back 20 feet from the property line because the neighbor is going to add to it. Is that?
That's her plan, okay. Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
That's what I understood.
Mr. Plumley?
Yes, sir. Does the staff see any interference with the use and enjoyment by the public of this beach line if this is to continue the sill on down, you know, understanding that property owners may buy into this project to prevent erosion as opposed to a breakwater that's been recommended if it starts with this project?
We've been dealing with this reach since 06, and I think the original thought by most of the owners there was to put a riprap revetment up against what little dune there is, and of course that's not the most appropriate way. Obviously a breakwater reach system would be the appropriate way, but it's more expensive and then you have to have everybody buy into it. VIMS has looked at this, and so has SEAS, and they both believe that this is, when you're dealing with a piece-by-piece situation like we are here, this community is so old, it doesn't have a association or anything, that this is the more appropriate way to address it. Granted, they would love to have it all offshore.
Is there a public beach access or anything along? It's all private along this stretch.
As far as I know, yes.
Thank you.
And your notation indicates that it's going to basically straddle the mean low water line.
That's correct.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant present or represented? Sir, do you have anything you'd like to add or any comments you'd like to make?
Maybe just one.
Come forward, please, then. Thank you. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God. State your name for the record, please.
It's Grant Cooley. I'm the agent for Mr. McGinnis.
Good to have you here, sir.
Desire to be here, and you know, conflicts didn't let him. He lives up in Pennsylvania. I just wanted to add about the offshore breakwater. Mr. McGinnis realizes that's the preferred approach. He's been dealing with this for going on 5 years now and really wants to start saving his property if he can, his beach. We talked about this, you know, before we handed submitted the application, and decided to go ahead with the VIMS and SEAS recommendations that was given to him at the time. But he feels that if the other adjacent property is going down the reach to the permitted offshore breakwater, wish to do the same thing, he feels that he's already got the rock there. He's already nursed his beach. It would be a simple matter for him to move his rock back into a breakwater situation at that time.
Well, sometimes if you have one that's the impetus for the project, if you can keep working and maybe chipping away before it's over and done with, maybe the project will come to fruition. That would be really good.
That would be nice to see. You know, he's at this point, he's very leery of that happening. He's not had much luck with the other neighbors.
One can understand.
So I just wanted to put that out there in case that situation does come to pass.
Okay. Thank you.
Be willing to go along with
it. Thank you. Any questions from members of the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone here in opposition to the project? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Holland.
Move the adoption of staff recommendation.
For second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it.